We're live. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Let me crunch my water bottle.
Is that still recording? I hit the end button on that. Oh, no. Hold on. It should be.
Oh, we're on a roll. I'm just going to make sure to crunch.
No. It's turned off. Okay, we're good. ASMR. I think that's the charging icon. Yeah, so we just finished our Deadpool and Wolverine D3 review, and now we are about to do a Marvel bracket, and we're going to rank all the Marvel movies, right? None of the shows.
Yeah, so as you guys know, one of our first ever tier listing we did was the Marvel movie tier list, where we ranked them in tiers. This one, you know, one of the things we did, you know, a couple episodes back was that we did a March Madness bracket. It was personally one of my favorite episodes to record, the bracket. I like me a good bracket. A good tournament. And I know for me, my opinions on some of these Marvel movies have changed since we've done that tier list.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also had some different releases since then.
Also got a new guy.
Yeah, and we got to get Jonah's take on this. So, figured it was, time to update it. So, for this bracket, 64 is what we needed for it to be, like, even no buys whatsoever.
Okay.
So, there's 68 movies.
Okay.
What, to get us to the 64 is there's going to be 4 play-in games.
Okay.
Where, like, the 8 lowest ones are going to battle out to get into the bracket.
I see those there on the left. Okay.
So, let's just... You know, everyone understand? Everyone good?
I think so, yeah.
I think. I'll play along.
Okay. So, and we're going to rotate who kicks off each discussion, because Tyler thinks I allegedly screwed up a lot of the voting last time.
I didn't say screwed it up. I said I think
there's some fraud involved.
You stir the pot. You wanted, you know, to pick things to be controversial. So, yeah.
So, I think we're going to rotate who kicks off each one. So, Tyler, we're going to kick you off on the first one here. This first play-in matchup is number 64. Oh, and also, by the way, these are ranked based off of their audience score on Rotten Tomato.
I love that. I love that you put so much work into this. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So do you want me to say the audience score with it as well?
Nah. I don't think we need to. Right.
I'll just say the seeds. So first play-in game, number 64 seed, the original Fantastic Four movie from the early 2000s versus number 65, Daredevil. Which is, you know, early 2000s Daredevil.
Okay. Hey, like, I don't know why. It's, for the record, it's been, since they were, like, popular when they came out, since I've seen either of these movies. I remember as a kid liking Daredevil. That doesn't mean it's a good film.
Evidently, the audience didn't like it.
But audiences did not like it. Like,
that's why there wasn't a second one ever.
Yeah. I remember people not liking it. I remember as a kid not thinking Fantastic Four was good. Like, it just wasn't exciting.
They had a fun PS2 game.
Yeah. Like, Daredevil had a lot of action, had a lot of cool, like, some fight scenes for the time. Like, Daredevil for me easily wins that one, hands down.
Jonah, what do you think?
I've not seen Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, you're a baby.
And I haven't, I don't think I've seen Fantastic Four since I was, like, a little child. So I don't know if I can accurately rate this.
Okay. I'm going to go Daredevil as well, for the same reasons. Like, if I was like, hey, pick a movie that you haven't seen in a while out of these two, which one are you going to watch? I'd rather watch Daredevil. So let's see if I remember how to report. Oh, crap. It's doing this again.
Oh, no.
Oh, there we go. We're good. It takes me a little bit to scroll. Daredevil won. Okay. Daredevil is moving on. I'm submitting the score. Okay.
If it's easier for you, I don't have to look at it on the screen if you just want to do it on your laptop.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. Next play-in matchup is a battle of two Fantastic Four movies here. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, which is number 61 seed, versus number 68, Fantastic Four, 2015.
Oof.
So, Jonah, you're going to kick this one off.
Scroll back up to the very top for me for just a second. You have Noah Hillman there twice, I think.
No, it should be Far From Home.
Look at number one there, and then scroll back down.
Far From Home.
Oh, you're right. Okay, my bad. Totally my bad. I just want to make sure we weren't going to get to a point where we now had, like, a weird, odd movie out once we got in. So, okay, cool. Who's starting off? Jonah, you said?
Yeah, Jonah.
Well, you're going to hear this a lot. I haven't seen either one of these.
Which movie would you be more inclined to watch?
Here's the thing. Fanforstic looks really bad and boring, but Rise of Silver Surfer looks bad but campy and fun. So if I had to pick one to watch, I'd pick Silver Surfer.
I'm going to agree with that. I'm going with Silver Surfer.
I would actually also agree with that.
Fantastic Four 2015 was laughably bad. It got an 18% audience score.
Oof.
On Rotten Tomato. That was one I was like, holy crap. How do you even do that?
This is not going to be fair. Now, Silver Surfer is versing Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, boy.
They'll get over it. Should make a better movie. Okay. The third play-in matchup. Captain Marvel, the 63 seed, versus number 66, Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
That one's super easy for me, too.
Okay, I'm going to kick this one off. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can agree, Jonah.
I would agree with that.
I don't want to mark its progress, no. Give me Captain Marvel.
I didn't hate Captain Marvel. I thought it was okay.
I think that movie's very overrated.
It's got a 45%. I feel like that's...
Audience score.
Feel like that's disingenuous. We were talking about in... the episode we just recorded, there are people that in the fan base are actually genuinely toxic. I think that movie suffered from that a bit because, I don't know.
It's not great, but it's not terrible.
It wasn't my favorite.
People act like it's the worst thing ever.
I thought it was okay, though. Like, it was very
fine. It's a C-tier.
Yeah, it's a C-tier movie. Yeah, I think that 45% is not fair
for
it to be that low.
Now we got our final play-in matchup, number 62, Ghost Rider versus number 67, Hulk 2003. Hulk 2003, I believe we put as a C tier when it definitely shouldn't have been C tier last time.
Did we put it as a C tier?
We did.
Here's the problem for me. I remember not liking
either of them.
Ghost Riders.
Yeah.
No, I remember not liking Ghost Riders. As a kid, Hulk was one of those movies that my dad took me to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those like first times I remember seeing a movie in theaters.
Yep.
Not saying it's good. I haven't rewatched it in many years. It's probably been 15 years since I've seen the movie. I rewatched it at least once as like a teenager.
Yeah.
But I also dated a girl who was obsessed with Ghost Rider, and she kind of ruined Ghost Rider for me. So
understandable.
I'm going to go with Hulk for me personally. Jonah?
I haven't seen Ghost Rider, but I saw Hulk in elementary school, and I thought he was pretty cool.
One of those made it into the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I would probably go Hulk. Like if I had to sit down and like pick a movie to watch, I'd probably be more inclined because I really don't. Yeah. Okay. So that is done with our play-in round. Now we get to actually kick off the tournament.
Ooh. Yay. We got to go fast on these. There's 32 for the round two.
Holy crap. You got to think. We had double the amount for our movie madness.
Yeah, we really did. Jeez.
Yes. True.
Okay.
So first matchup of round one, the number one seed, Spider-Man No Way Home versus number 65, Daredevil.
Oof. If you just want to go ahead and... Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we should.
Cole, I think it's your turn to start off, and I don't think we should waste it on this.
Spider-Man No Way Home?
Yeah, I don't think we should waste it on
this. I hear the goat noises in the back. In the background,
That was not a goat. That was a
the goat.
Sad dolphin.
The goat. Okay. Next matchup, we have... Oh, it doesn't show the seeds. Dang it. Okay. I didn't say it.
You're okay. I forgive you. It's probably...
The number 32 seed, Avengers Age of Ultron, versus number 33, The Marvels. So, Tyler, I believe it's you.
Okay. Let's see how he died. Cole should have to start this one off, because No Way Home was such a slam dunk. But I'll start this off. That's actually a really tough one.
That's as middle of the road as you can get there, as far as matchups go.
I'm going to lean Age of Ultron. Age of Ultron wasn't great. Neither of them were great. Neither of them were terrible.
Yeah, they're very mid.
If we go off of what you said earlier, I'd rather watch Age of Ultron if I had to rewatch something. I'm going to go Age of Ultron.
Jonah?
Haven't seen the Marvels. but, you know...
We traded off one guy who hasn't seen half the movies for another guy who hasn't seen half the movies.
Yeah,
he'll be all right in the end game. Oh,
but yeah, I mean, Age of Ultron is the weakest of the movies, but I like it. But like I said, I haven't seen Marvel, so don't take my opinion too seriously.
Okay, I'm also going to go Age of Ultron. So Age of Ultron advances. Hooray!
Woo 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 woo.
They did it. Okay, next one, number 16, Logan. Versus number 49, The Wolverine.
Come on.
So.
Jonah,
kick us off.
I'm going to have to go with Logan.
I was going to say, if you don't, if you pull a Two Towers situation.
Oh, yeah, that was justifiable.
Yeah. No.
Small Soldiers it actually
wasn't justifiable.
It was.
That's crazy.
I'm going to go Logan as well. That is a very, a fantastic superhero movie. Yeah, fantastic movie in general.
That's one of the best superhero movies, I would argue.
One of my just favorite movies. Yeah, period. Yeah, it's really well done.
So Logan is advancing. Yeah, I figured this is how round one was going to go. Just a slaughter.
Sweeps, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Next one, the number 17 seed, Avengers Endgame, versus number 48, The Incredible Hulk.
I'm surprised Endgame only has a 90%. Yeah. It'd be a little higher.
I think there's a lot that, like, tied, and it just, like, as I was, like, writing them in, I just stacked them that way. There was really no, like...
I got you.
Yeah. So, who's kicking this one off?
Thank you.
Me. I'm going to go with The Incredible Hulk. No, I'm kidding. I'm going Endgame.
Yeah, same here.
Agreed.
Yeah, so, Endgame is moving on. Cool. All right.
If you want to give your reasonings, you can, but I don't...
I think for this one, like, for round one, it's pretty cut and dry.
It's pretty obvious.
I don't think anyone needs to give a reason for why they'd watch Endgame over the off-brand Hulk.
Next one, Black Panther, the number 8 seed, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, versus number 57, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oof.
So...
Is it me or you?
It is you.
Wakanda Forever. X-Men Origins Wolverine led to... I think it's that movie, right? Is that the one with the bad Deadpool?
I think so.
I think it is. That led to kind of where we're at now, by getting to watch Deadpool and Wolverine by introducing such a poor version of Deadpool that Ryan Reynolds went, like, out of his way with a vengeance to redo the character. Yeah, so, like,
it was done dirty.
I don't think anyone liked Origins Wolverine. I think that was universally panned.
I mean, it has a 58 on it.
I just said we don't need to, like, name why we don't like these, and here I am. Sorry. Yeah, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Woo, 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 woo. I'm gonna
Jonah, what are you thinking?
Well, is this the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wakanda.
Not Forever.
Yeah, that.
Mine's going to be blown here, but I haven't seen either of these movies.
What?
But
you didn't see Wakanda Forever?
No, I did not watch
that.
Are
you racist?
Well.
Okay, you don't respond to that with, well.
We do not endorse this
I
man.
Mean, no. Yeah. No, of course.
I'm just going to mark Wakanda Forever. Yeah. I'm going to vote for that.
I would watch that instead if you gave me the choice.
Okay.
I need to watch it, though. I heard it was pretty good.
That's going to be a year in review clip, Cole. Don't let me forget that one. Are you racist? Well.
Okay, number 25, Doctor Strange versus number 40, The Amazing Spider-Man.
Ooh. Tough one.
Oh, my gosh, that's tough.
Is it?
I mean,
is it really tough?
I love Doctor Strange. Yeah, I'm going to Doctor Strange.
For me, that one's not tough.
I think The Amazing Spider-Man gets crapped on more than it probably should.
It's the first one with Garfield, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was fine, but I think that...
Yeah, I would go Strange. Strange is in my top.
I don't dislike The Amazing Spider-Man, but yeah, for me,
I am...
Strange wins that one, hands down.
Yeah, I'm outvoted. But I would probably go Amazing Spider-Man. That's a little bit of a bias. It's one of my lesser favorite Spider-Man movies, but I would still probably put it over that. But I'm outvoted.
Doctor Strange wins. Yeah. Moving on.
That's completely understandable. Completely understandable.
Okay, next one. Number 9, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 versus...
X-3.
Number 56, X-3, or X-Men Last Stand.
Ew.
So, guys, do we have to talk about this one?
Nope.
No.
Guardians? Okay,
cool. I hate that was my waste of a first round.
Yep. Okay, next one. Number 24, Deadpool 2 versus 41, The Eternals.
Well?
Jonah?
I haven't seen either of these movies.
Well,
I should have brought the pretzels out because I just want to eat the pretzels and I just want to, like, crunch them in my mouth.
I'm going to go Deadpool 2. Yeah. Deadpool 2, definitely.
Why wouldn't you?
Eternals I do not care for. So you're going Deadpool 2? Tyler? Okay.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm trying not to chew in my mic because I brought some honey mustard pretzels out here for us.
How dare you?
They're delicious.
Feed you guys. They're really good.
They're
love
so good.
Dots, if you're listening, I'll take a sponsorship.
The number 4 seed, Spider-Man Far From Home versus number 61, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
So?
Do we have to talk about
button,
it?
Click the button.
Go ahead.
From Home, right? Okay, that was
Far
my...
Far From Home was a 95%.
Yeah.
Higher than I thought it would be. I mean, I like the movie, but that's pretty high.
I love Far From Home. Is that the one where they're, like, in Paris or whatever?
Yeah.
Italy?
Yeah.
That's
one with Mysterio.
I think all three of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies are very solid.
That's probably
the
weakest one out of them, but, like...
It is, but it was good.
If that's the weakest one, you're doing pretty good.
You're doing all right.
Yeah.
Next one is... What are the seats here?
Number
29... Venom, Let There Be Carnage versus number 36, Black Panther.
Who starts this one?
Is it you?
I don't know.
Is it Jonah?
I haven't seen Let There Be Carnage. This is the first
movie. I
think
it's you, Cole.
It's me?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go Let There Be Carnage.
I haven't seen Let There Be Carnage, but I didn't care for the first Venom movie.
I think Venom movies are fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Black Panther, but mainly for that, it's not fair to Let There Be Carnage. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, so we got Let There Be Carnage, we got a Black Panther. Jonah, you're the tiebreaker.
I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat as Tyler. I haven't seen the second Venom, so I would go with Black Panther. I just couldn't, like you said, if I base my vote off of the first Venom, if it's about equal in quality, it'd be Black Panther by a landslide. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, so Black Panther's in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Venom.
Okay.
Venom. They're going to
next
Venom.
One, number 13, Iron Man versus number 52, X-Men Apocalypse. Do we have to talk about it?
No.
Nope. X-Men Apocalypse? No, yep. That's Iron Man. Right? Okay. So, Tyler? That was Tyler's first. So, it's Jonah now, I believe. Jonah. Okay. Number 20,
Garlic of the Galaxy.
Garlic of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2 versus number 45, Thor the Dark World.
Well, I think this one's easy for me. Actually, no, some people don't like Guardians 2, but I think it's all right.
What?
Some people don't like it. I think it's, I'm going to vote it, though, because I think it's a pretty good time.
Okay, you're going Guardians 2?
Yeah.
I'm going Guardians 2.
I don't know if the second one or the third one's my favorite Guardians movie.
You like it more than the first one?
Oh, that's true too. I forgot about the first one. Is that
they're all good?
They're all good. So, it's a solid trilogy.
I never agreed with that.
I gotta. So who's kicking this one off here? This next one?
You, right?
Oh no. Okay. Number 5, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse versus number 60, Spider-Man 3.
Cole, don't you
do not vote Spider-Man 3? That'd be insane.
Why would I be a psycho like that? Would I do that?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. The way you said, uh-oh, like this was going to be a hard one. Like, listen, it's a little crazy.
I love the Cross the Spider-Verse, but I love me the Bully Maguire meme even more.
In hindsight, I'll give some credit to Spider-Man 3. I think that we, as a community of Americans, we're too harsh on Spider-Man 3.
I would agree.
Well, had a masterpiece that was Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'll agree. I think that we were too harsh on Spider-Man 3.
I would say it's not the worst Spider-Man movie.
Oh, no, no, no.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 is worse.
I would agree. Yeah. But that being said, it's your pick. You're supposed to be starting
us off.
Sorry.
I'm going Across Spider-Verse.
But I was going to say, I think we were too harsh on it, but I also...
It gave us some memes.
Part of... Yeah, that was my original thought. In hindsight, it's a funny movie.
Oh, yeah.
When you watch it for the memes. When you watch it just...
I can watch this and have a good time, like, so bad it's good kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm definitely Across the Spider-Verse. Sorry, yeah. I think I kind of took your first vote.
That's fine. Across is just revolutionary.
Okay, number 28, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness versus number 37, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
This is actually a pretty good one.
So, Tyler, kick us off.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I am. Sorry, got a pretzel in my mouth. I remember mostly enjoying Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm going to be honest, it's a little forgettable. I didn't like Multiverse of Madness. Like, yes, it had some cool scenes, but I remember leaving the theater. I left the theater for Ant-Man and the Wasp going, okay, movie. I left the theater for Multiverse of Madness going, ugh.
Could that be,
like,
though?
Sad. Like,
could that be that it was hyped? Thinking that because we just came off of No Way Home.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yes.
Like, you had the expectation that it was going to be what, if you haven't listened to Deadpool episode, go listen to it, what Deadpool was going to be, this Deadpool Wolverine movie.
It very well could be, but I also think that the 85 is high. I think that the 85 is the hype. I think that there are people who did not look at the movie critically at all, just got excited by the cameos and like by everything going on and turned off their brain, which is fine. I think that that number, that 85, is higher because of the hype. I would go Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay, Jonah, where are you going?
I'm going to be... I'm pretty confident in Doctor Strange for me. Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's not, like, atrocious, but it's probably one of my... It's probably, like, bottom five MCU for me. And Doctor Strange, the plot was really messy, but I love the direction. I thought Sam Raimi did really pretty cool stuff in that field. And I really like the horror vibe. It has a lot of problems, but there's stuff about it I really liked. And Ant-Man and the Wasp is just super boring, I think.
So you're going with Multiverse of Madness?
I'm going Multiverse of Madness.
I'm also going to go Multiverse of Madness. So Doctor Strange...
I'm not upset by it one bit.
Moving
yeah.
on. Okay. Next, number 12, The Avengers versus number 53, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So Jonah. I feel like we don't have to talk about this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Avengers.
Avengers.
Yep.
Even though, yeah, we got it was the Gwen Stacy death in Amazing Spider-Man 2, but the whole movie is very
weakest blah. Spider-Man movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, number 21, Thor Ragnarok versus number 44, Captain America, the First Avenger.
I like both of these a lot.
These are both great.
Ooh, this one's hard, actually. This
I'm surprised
really hard.
That Captain America's ranked.
Yeah, I didn't
low.
Do. Didn't do, that was one that I was surprised was pretty low. 75% on audience. I mean, there's just a bunch of like 70, mid 70 movies.
Mm-hmm. I really like
so
the First
this
Avenger.
One. Kicking off with me, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm gonna go Thor Ragnarok because that's one of my favorite Marvel movies. The first one's fine. It's the definitely the best Thor movie by a long shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of the best Marvel movies, also.
I'm going to agree. Thor Ragnarok is probably like in my top. It's easily in my top 10. It might even be higher than that of Marvel movies.
It ranges on top 5 for me.
Yeah, it really does for me sometimes too. So I agree, Thor Ragnarok all the way. Jonah, I know we don't need your opinion, but I want to hear your opinion.
Oh, dang. No, just kidding. No, I would agree. I love the first Captain America a lot, but I mean, I think Ragnarok is pretty top tier.
Yeah. I feel like Captain America got done a little bit dirty there.
Yeah.
But you know,
it is what it is.
Tough matchup.
Yeah, that was a good matchup.
Next one, number 2, Shang-Chi.
Holy crap, that's high.
Versus number 63, Captain Marvel.
98%. Wow. 98. I like that movie. That is crazy. That is a crazy score.
Do I start this one off?
Yes.
Shang-Chi. Yeah. I shared this to you guys at practice the other day. I loved the first half of Shang-Chi. When it was a kung fu movie, loved it. When it became like power beam dragon riding battle, didn't care for it as much. It didn't ruin the whole film. I didn't hate it. I thought it was okay. But that for me, it beats Captain Marvel.
Jonah?
I would agree. I really like Shang-Chi a lot. I think it's like one of the best post-endgame movies. And I do agree. I think the dragon part is the weakest part of the movie. But I still love the movie.
Okay, so Shang-Chi is moving on.
98%, though. I wouldn't have expected it to be that high.
That was when I'm like, holy
crazy.
Crap, when I was doing that. Okay. Next one, number
31,
Spider-Man 2 versus 34, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Wow.
Wow, trash versus a masterpiece.
They have the same score.
And they have the same score audience.
What? That's crazy.
Here's why I don't like Rotten Tomatoes. It's not based off of score. So you can give it a 10 or you can give it a 1. It doesn't really matter. It goes off of a thumbs up, thumbs down system. So this means that 82% of people overall,
give it a thumbs up.
Even if that's like a 5.1 on the grade scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 82% of people gave it an up scale, which is why Rotten Tomatoes is like a broken metric. Mm-hmm. But it's the one we always quote. I even quote it often. So, that's probably why some of these numbers are
a little crazy.
So,
yeah.
Jonah, what you thinking?
I mean, Ant-Man, the Wasp, Quantumania. I'm just kidding. Spider-Man 2.
I'm about to fist fight you here on about to break up the podcast.
Cole, if the podcast didn't get broken up over by you snubbing Two Towers.
Hey, it wasn't just me. I mean, it's the reason why Josh isn't here, though.
That's
anymore. I got fired after that.
That is crazy.
Okay, Spider-Man 2.
It's one of the best superhero movies.
Yes.
I think Josh hadn't seen Two Towers. He said, I fell asleep. So he abstained mostly. If I remember correctly, it could be a misremembering.
No, he
abstained mostly.
Josh actually say, I like Small Soldiers more than Two Towers.
No, his thing was like, here's exactly what was said, because I went back and listened to it just because I like to relive the moment of us just crushing your dreams. I said I really like Small Soldiers, and then he was like, I really don't care for Lord of the Rings, like, as a whole. He also said Lord of the Rings was boring and that the movie should be better.
Man, this is starting up again. We're going to have another fight. not even about Marvel. Really.
Get Josh on the phone.
Okay, number 15, Black Widow versus number 50, Blade 2.
Mm. Who's starting this one?
I think is it me?
I don't know why you went into the immigrant song there.
Okay, I'm going to go Blade 2.
I'm also going Blade 2.
I didn't care for Black Widow.
It was okay. It was just a poor espionage. It wasn't even a poor espionage movie. It was just very meh.
91's way too high for Black Widow. I would agree with that.
Yeah, so Blade 2 is moving on. An upset. Okay, number 18, Deadpool versus number 47, It's Morbin Time, Morbius.
I'm upset Michael we didn't Morbius. Get any Morbius jokes in this movie. I feel like there's a lot of opportunities to trash talk Morbius, and we didn't get any.
I should have just had Morbius in the
movie.
Yeah.
Pilates helps.
I think it would have been cool if they had Jared Leto in there as like the Joker. in the Deadpool movie. That would have been good.
So who's kicking this one off? Is it Jonah?
You went last, so I think Tyler.
Oh,
Tyler?
Yeah. Deadpool.
Okay. Deadpool.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We didn't have to talk about that one. Good.
I do have Morbius as a soft spot in my heart because the internet bullied Sony into re-releasing it.
Gaslit them.
A second time in theaters.
Guys, we were busy.
We were busy that week. So for that reason, I love Morbius, but it's not a good film.
Yeah. Okay. Number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, versus number 58, Blade Trinity. I feel like this is an easy one. Guardians 3? Is it me talking?
I'll go Guardians 3.
Okay. I don't know who's...
I mean, I haven't seen Blade Trinity, but I don't think it's better than Guardians. There's no way it's probably that good.
Yeah.
Okay. Guardians 3 it is. Okay. Number 26, Ant-Man versus 39, Iron Man 3.
Dang. This one also is pretty tough.
Who's kicking this one off?
I think back to you now.
Back to me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
This one's a tough one. This one's a tough one.
I would be more inclined if I had to pick one of these movies to sit down and watch. My nostalgia says Iron Man 3. Yeah, I'm going Iron Man 3.
This one's hard.
It is tough, though, because I did enjoy Ant-Man a lot.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think it's fair to Ant-Man, because I only saw Ant-Man once or twice, but I watched Iron Man 3 several times, and I don't know the reasoning for that. I just know I've seen Iron Man 3 more than Ant-Man. I got some heat, because I said I didn't mind Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 got, like, the Spider-Man 3 treatment.
Mm-hmm. Also overhated, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the first two were just...
I didn't mind Iron Man 3. I thought it was fine. I'm also going to go... I liked the first Ant-Man. Don't get me wrong. I liked it. It was good. But I think I'm going to go Iron Man 3.
All right. I'm cool with that. I don't really know what I'd pick, but I think about how I voted.
No, we need to know what you'd pick. That's the rules.
That's the rules. I guess Iron Man 3, too. I also... I'm not a big comic guy, so I feel like that was most people's problem with Iron Man 3. I feel like it wasn't too fair to the movie itself.
Okay. Number 10, wow. Avengers Infinity War versus 55, The Punisher. Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Punisher has a good soundtrack.
It does. Yeah.
Movie itself, though. Eh.
Yeah. Oof.
Okay, who's kicking this next one off? 23, X-Men First Class versus 42, Thor, Love and Thunder.
I don't know who's supposed to start it. I'll start it.
Okay.
Because I think we kind of got off track just a little bit. X-Men First Class, easy. I think that X-Men First Class combined with Days of Future Past is like the best X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like, I feel like it got done dirty by the Fox Marvel Disney acquisition, yeah. And I wish they'd continue that. And then they kind of messed it up with Apocalypse, but like, I love First Class. I think it's a good film.
Okay, Jonah,
have not seen either one.
Didn't see Love and Thunder.
Nope, didn't see Love and Thunder.
You're lucky.
I heard it was bad, and then I was like,
I'm gonna make this easy. I'm gonna go First Class because I hate Love and Thunder. okay. Next one.
This one's something else.
The number 3 seed Deadpool and Wolverine versus number 67 Hulk 2003. I feel like this is easy. Deadpool and Wolverine has a 97% on Rotten Tomato.
Dang.
Yep.
That's fair.
Yep. Deadpool and Wolverine, it is. Okay. Next one. Number 30, X-Men versus 35 Venom. Joni.
I think it's you, right?
I think it is you, yeah.
Is it me? Uh-huh. Okay. It's going to be me.
Didn't you get like a marker or something? Hold on. The lint roller of truth.
Of starting, right.
Will guide us, yeah.
Okay, X-Men for me. I didn't mind Venom, but I would be more inclined to watch X-Men just for like a nostalgia sense.
Yeah, I didn't care for Venom. X-Men has a soft spot in my heart. It was similar to Hulk, and like I remember watching that with my dad growing up, and like he taking me to the movies to like see that in X2. So X-Men for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So X-Men moves on.
Jonah,
we're not even going
to keep skipping Jonah's opinion.
Jonah, no, I mean, what were you going to say about it, Jonah?
Well, it's been embarrassing. I've never seen X-Men, the first one, but I have a very low opinion of Venom. Not very low. I think Venom's eh. So I'm pretty sure X-Men's better.
Okay. Number 14, X-Men Days of Futures Past versus number 51, Spider-Man.
Cole, don't hate me.
Don't do it.
It's Days of Future Past. I mean, even Rotten, I'm not saying Rotten Tomatoes is an amazing metric, but that's a pretty big gap. Like, Days of Future Past is an extremely well-written, well-directed film.
Remember Spider-Man going on a tear in our last bracket?
I do. I think that it's getting done a little dirty if it loses this early in. But I think Days of Future Past is a better film.
Haven't seen Days of Future Past.
Oh, no.
Jonah, sorry.
Do it.
I love Spider-Man.
Let's go.
No.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You don't have to take my vote. You guys can mark paper scissors for it. I won't be mad.
No.
Nope.
I mean, we're going to go with the film you've seen.
So I mean, we can pause it and I can go watch it real quick if you want.
Yeah, honestly, I'm fine with that. Yeah. We won't even pause it. Let's just I've heard like, really put it good on.
Things. Yeah.
It's great. It's maybe the best X-Men movie.
What do you think of Jonah?
I mean, I default have to go to Spider-Man. I'm sorry, Tyler. I love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man it is, baby.
I know people might be mad about that, but
it's happening again.
I'm sorry,
Tyler. It's just like the real
I'm sure it's great. And you might be right, like legit. But.
Jonah, I want you to go watch Days of Future Past.
I need to watch all the X-Men soon. Movies.
You're just going to point it like okay. An arrow. Yeah, there. I need you to go watch Days of Future Past and then apologize on the next episode of this podcast.
I'll do it this week because, I mean, it looks good. It looks good.
Honestly, what do you got? Let's just have a movie night this week.
Okay. Number 19, Captain America Civil War versus 46, Iron Man 2.
I'm shocked.
I think.
Jonah, what are you thinking?
This is a very easy Civil War. I think Civil War is top five Marvel. This is why it's one of their best works.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm also going to go Civil War. It's one of my favorites, definitely in my top five, because you forget that it's just a Captain America movie, not an Avengers movie.
Avengers 2.5.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's an Avengers side quest.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know you didn't ask my opinion, but I'd be Iron Man 2, actually.
Oh, you go Iron Man 2?
I like Civil really? War. Civil War had a lot of problems. It was a really fun movie. It was one of those movies that, like, was it good? No. But did it have so much, like, fun crossover shenanigans, like an introduction to Spider-Man? It has a lot of like hype value behind it, but I think the Iron Man 2 is probably the best one of that.
Yeah, yeah. I think Civil War really like was the point where everything kind of started tying together a lot more. You know, yeah. Ant-Man, Spider-Man come in.
Yeah, like Civil War is great. Don't get me wrong, but I think the Iron Man 2 would be my pick in that.
Okay, next one, number 6, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse versus 59, Madame Web.
Wow, two titans of the industry.
I'm gonna say it's easy and Into the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
Okay.
I hate that. You know what? I was trash talking Madam Web, and some of my students came in like the next day, not hearing me trash talk, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we went and saw Madam Web last night," and I laughed. And before I could get my opinion, I was like, "Yeah, it was really good." And I was like, "What? Hold really? Up a second, you're joking, right?" And they're like, "No, we loved it." And I was like, "Huh?" I was like, "Really?" And so like,
can you fire students?
I wish, dude. I wish I could have. Like, so there's people out there who have a heart for it, I guess.
Okay. Number 27, X2 versus number 38, Blade. So, it's...
Should it be me?
Yeah, it should be you.
My bad, I got a marker out. X2.
You going X2? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the best of the original trilogy.
Before they got crazy and just made a bunch of movies.
Before they got crazy. So, like, the original trilogy is like X1, 2, and then there's Last Stand.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people kind of, like, put the pincushion in it. Then there was... Days of Future Past and First Class kind of bridged it a little bit. Now I think X2 is a really good movie. I love Blade, though.
Yeah, Blade is really fun. Jonah, what are you thinking?
HSE. Haven't seen either. Sorry.
H? I'm going to
get fired.
Oh, I thought you said SHE. I was like,
That's tough because here we're going to have a problem here. Because I'm going to go Blade.
Uh-oh.
And Jonah hasn't seen either.
Hypothetically, hear me out. I was thinking about recommending this for the one that Jonah did dirty, Days of Future Past. If it's a tie and the third person hasn't seen either movie, should we just go by the Rotten Tomatoes score going forward?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, it's tiebreaker.
Like the audience.
It's not going to undo Spider-Man, though.
No, I'm fine with that. Yeah. Like, well, Jonah had seen Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, but if, you know what I mean? So, like.
So we got X2 here. X2 is going to move on.
The audience will be our tiebreaker.
Yeah.
X2 has Nightcrawler, and I like him. So, that's fair.
Okay. Number 11, Captain America Winter Soldier versus 54, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oof. That was the movie I was trying to think of earlier. I was like, and then they ruined it.
Okay.
Think me?
Sorry.
Okay. Keeper of the marker over here, Kent.
I never claimed to be keeper of the marker. I just grabbed the closest thing to me, and it was a lint roller.
Yeah. All right.
Marker beginner.
I feel like it's easy.
Oh, yeah. Winter Soldier is one of the best.
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
Marvel movies.
Yeah, there we go.
Cole now.
And I think this is going to be our last matchup of round.
He didn't ask for our opinions on that. Yeah, what if I was going to go?
Don't have said Winter Soldier.
What if I was going to go? You didn't ask my opinion. What if I was going to pick Dark Phoenix?
You can't even say it with a straight face.
You're right.
It's like you're grinning before you even got the sentence out. Okay, last matchup of round one, Spider-Man Homecoming versus Thor. I'm going to go Spider-Man Homecoming.
I'm also Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, the first Thor was fine. It wasn't.
It was serviceable.
Very okay. Very mid. It was at the beginning of the MCU where they really weren't sure. There you go. I'm glad.
Love Homecoming.
I'm learning.
Kicking off round two. Number one, Spider-Man No Way Home versus 32 Avengers Age of Ultron.
No Way Home.
No Way Home.
No Way Home it is.
Yeah. Okay, easy. Age of Ultron's probably the worst Avenger movie.
It is. It definitely is, because everything... I mean, and that's, you know, it's a high bar, because everything else is great.
I
mean,
if that's the worst, you're doing pretty good, I think.
Number 16, Logan versus 17, Avengers Endgame.
Ooh. Dang. I think it's... Yeah.
It's Jonah. Kick us off.
Dang. Dude, this one is a hard
that's
one.
That's a tough one.
This one's tough.
That's nasty.
Okay.
Same score on Rotten Tomatoes also.
While he thinks on this, I remember vividly one of my biggest complaints about Civil War was how hung up they were about the town getting dropped in Age of Ultron. They're blaming the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember that being a very distinct thing, as like them blaming the Avengers, when in reality, if it was anyone's fault, it was Tony's fault.
Yeah.
Like, I remember like getting hung up on like how much they just were like trash talking, like the world was trash talking the Avengers despite all the good they've done because of some robots running off and going rampant. So I don't know. I remember that being a problem. And just hearing Age of Ultron just reminded me of that. So sorry, Jonah, did that give you time to think?
Yes. So I think So for me personally, I think Endgame meant more like to me, like it was more fulfilling, but I'm going to say Logan, because I think objectively, as movies, Logan is better overall. That is, like, quality-wise, Logan's better. I'm going to say Logan.
I'm going to go Endgame, but I know what Tyler's vote's going to be.
Logan!
Yeah. That's a hard one. That was a really hard one.
That is a really tough one. Endgame is great, but, like, I'm a Jonah. Endgame, to get the best enjoyment out of it, you have to have watched a bunch of movies. That's good. See, that's fine.
It's rewarding you for keep for watching the movies.
It is. Logan is just a great movie. And it's
writing
a very
really
well-written
good movie,
yeah.
Okay, number 8, Black Panther Wakanda Forever versus 25, Doctor Strange.
It's you.
I'm going to go Doctor Strange with this one.
I am too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jonah.
My only option.
Yep. Your only option. Yeah. Saying Wakanda Forever, that's right.
Yeah. You can say Wakanda Forever if you want to. We'll let you.
I could, but I'm probably not going to.
Okay, I was like, we'll let you if you want to.
Okay, number 9, Guardians of the Galaxy, I can't talk, versus 24? Yeah, 24, Deadpool 2. So.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah. Guardians or Deadpool 2.
That's actually really tough, because I love Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 is probably my favorite of the trilogy as far as like being a good movie goes. That's hard. That's actually really hard. I'm gonna go Guardians. The first one's really good. It's really solid. Deadpool is also really good. I think that the 86 is a little low, but I like both of those. Guardians.
I'm gonna go Guardians 2. I really like that movie a lot.
Guardians TOO, not Guardians 2, but
Guardians in addition.
Yeah, I'm also gonna go Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yay.
Okay. Number 4, Spider-Man Far From Home versus 36, Black Panther.
Ooh.
Jonah? It's you.
I think an argument could be made for Black Panther here, but I'm going to let my Spider-Man bias take over. I much more enjoy Far From Home.
I also...
Was the Black Panther the one you said you hadn't seen?
No, Wakanda Forever. Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm going to go Spider-Man Far From Home as well.
Same here.
Yeah, so that one's... Yeah, I like Black Panther a lot, but yeah.
Mysterio? Even though Jake Gyllenhaal, all the Swifties follow Taylor Swift blindly and ruin his life.
Oh, cool. Whoa. Don't invoke their wrath on our podcast.
I don't care.
If we want our podcast to succeed, we cannot afford to take off the Swifties.
That's true. We need the White Girl Army.
Come at me.
I love Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift. I love her.
Okay, number 13, Iron Man versus number 20, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, Cole?
Sorry.
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to go... I'm going to go Iron Man.
I'm going to go... Ugh.
Just think about the, you know, his arms out, the explosion behind him.
I can make this easier.
When you did this, hold up. When you did this, you said think of his arms out. I was just thinking of the Church of the Rock up in Canada or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I get knocked down.
But I get up again.
I can make this easy for you, Tyler. But I can let you go if you want.
Let me go. Yeah, I'm going to... I guess that means you're picking Iron Man. I love Guardians 2. I love Guardians 2. I'm going to go Guardians 2.
I got to go Iron Man.
Yeah, I figured that, but that's okay.
It's a close. It's close.
That's one that, like, unlike Lord of the Rings, I totally understand why you guys would make the decision.
I don't know why you don't understand that small soldiers beat it. Major Chip Hazard is better than Gandalf. Let's go. okay. Number 5, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse versus 28, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
That's a sweep. That's a clean sweep. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to go first.
You're totally sorry. Fine. I keep forgetting to spin the lint roll.
Okay, there you go, Tyler. What are you going with?
Spooderman.
Spooderman, okay.
Spooderman.
Yep, Across the Spider-Verse it is. There you go. I'm glad that you also remember to do the lint roller. okay, number 12, The Avengers versus 21, Thor Ragnarok.
This one's also kind of tough, I think.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Dang, it's me, isn't it?
Yeah. It is you. The lint roller's pointing at you. I turned it. I'm going to turn it now to Cole.
There you go.
The Avengers or Ragnarok?
The first Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like both of them.
So let me say, we're getting to a point.
It's going to be tough.
Well, in addition to being tough, we're getting to a point where you don't have to look at it as what's the better movie. I'm going to start pivoting. This is about the point in all the brackets.
Yeah.
Where I start pivoting from what's the better movie to what movie do I like more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do with that knowledge what you will.
Rank these however you want.
I'm going to go with Avengers. I think that I'm going to go with Avengers. That's a hard though. I'm going to say Avengers.
I'm going Ragnarok.
Dang.
It's in my top five, fringe top five. Avengers is probably squeaking in the top 10. It's lingering around that 10, 11, 12 spot. Probably if I had to sit and make a list.
Avengers, there's just so much hype and nostalgia surrounding
there
it.
There is.
But I agree. I think it's just barely Thor Ragnarok for me.
You're going Ragnarok?
Yeah.
I'm not mad about that. Honestly, if you ask me tomorrow, I might change
my mind. That was a dirty matchup.
Yeah.
If you like took away the final fight of Avengers, like it would not be a question at all. Like Thor Ragnarok is much more enjoyable throughout. That final fight of Avengers just really props up that whole movie.
Yeah.
Okay, number 2, Shang-Chi versus 31, Spider-Man 2.
I cannot believe Shang-Chi is higher scored
than I'm going with Spider-Man 2. It's a work of art. It's the best in that trilogy. Still holds up, in my opinion.
I'm also going Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2, easy.
Yeah, bye-bye, Shang-Chi.
Really? You were just talking about how much you love Shang-Chi yesterday.
Spider-Man 2 is one of the best superhero movies, though.
Okay, valid.
Okay, number 50, Blade 2 versus 18, Deadpool.
Oh.
Just kicking off with Tyler.
The first Deadpool is my least favorite of the trilogy, so I'm going to go Blade 2.
Jonah?
Haven't seen either.
All the way through, at least. I'm going to go Deadpool.
And then it wins by audience score.
And it wins by audience score. Okay. Next one, number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy, I believe this is 3. Yep. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 versus number 39, Iron Man 3. Jonah.
Oh, me. I think for me, it's easily Guardians 3.
I'm also going to go Guardians 3.
Guardians 3.
Yep. Okay. It moves on. Number 10, Avengers Infinity War versus 23, X-Men First Class. I'm going to go Infinity War for my pick.
I agree. I think Infinity War is the best Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Even more than Endgame. People will talk about Endgame, but like Infinity War is
how it balances
the significantly better movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, so, yeah. Infinity War is number 2 on my favorite Marvel list. Okay. Number 3, Deadpool and Wolverine versus 30, X-Men. So, Tyler, it's back to you.
Deadpool, Wolverine.
You got to go with that.
Yep, Deadpool and Wolverine, Liz.
Like, the original X-Men's good, but you know,
Deadpool and Wolverine.
No Deadpool Wolverine.
Okay, number 51, Spider-Man versus number 19, Captain America Civil War.
It's you, Jonah.
This might upset you, Cole. I like Civil War more, I think. I like that movie.
Oh, that's tough.
More than the first one, at least.
I love both these movies
yeah.
dearly. I think nostalgia is winning over this one. I'm going to go Spider-Man.
I think I said this, yeah. I have a few problems with Civil War. It's a great movie, but I'm going to go Spider-Man as well.
Back-to-back bracket. Really Spider-Man fair. Is on really a tear.
I mean, can't beat the web man.
That's the greatest villain of all time. Okay. Number five, or no, sorry, number six, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse versus number 27, X2.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Into the Spider-Verse.
I am too, even though X2 has a very nostalgic spot in my heart. Spider-Verse wins that one.
Spider-Man.
Jonah, I'm assuming you were going to go Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Even because you haven't seen X2.
Yes.
Which is a shame.
Fault. Yeah.
Okay, last matchup of round two. Number 11, Captain America Winter Soldier versus 22, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, I could have swore I flipped it. Winter Soldier. I think Winter Soldier is one of the best movies Marvel's made.
Jonah?
I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to pivot. I love Winter Soldier, but I have a really big soft spot for Homecoming. It's like, I love that movie a lot.
That's the first Homecoming. Spider-Man movie, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Keaton and all that.
Yes. I love that movie, I think, more than most people do.
So on the tiebreaker here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going Winter Soldier.
Really? That's a shocker.
Yeah.
That one's hard. That was a really hard one, too.
It is tough. I mean, yeah. I love Homecoming, but I think if I was going to rank these, I would be putting on my list, I'd put Winter Soldier a little higher.
I think it's fair.
It's not that big. It's not a big gap.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Round three, even though it says round four.
Getting hard. Jonah.
Spider-Man No Way Home, number one seed versus number 16, Logan.
It's me?
It got hot in here.
They get hot in here. Okay. Hear me out. Explain my answer.
We know what the right answer is.
I have to explain my answer. Hear me out. You said the thing about, you know, ranking based on enjoyment, right? I think I will do that if it's close. But for here, I'm still going to go objective. I think No Way Home is a huge crowd pleaser and a lot of fun. But I think if you base it on a movie and writing, I think Logan is the superior movie.
So you're going Logan?
I'm going to go with Logan. I think it's just, like, writing and stuff is just a much better movie.
I mean, you know my pick. Spider-Man No Way Home, you know, is, like, Endgame was emotional, but No Way Home, like, legit brought me to tears. Like, it just, like, hit me with so many ways of nostalgia. It was, like, that scene in Ratatouille where he's flashing back to his childhood. It was that whole ordeal.
Yeah.
It was,
Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
This is going to be a bigger tragedy than Two Towers going
out. It's nowhere close.
They're closer.
It's literally nowhere close.
Oh, I touched the mic. My bad, everybody.
Are you okay? I'm here. You're good. Full transparency, I probably enjoy, kind of like what Jonah was saying, I probably enjoy, like, if I had to pick a movie to watch right now, I'd probably watch No Way Home, but it's for the same reason I probably wouldn't watch Oppenheimer or The Whale versus, like, you know, a Marvel movie. Mm. Like, I think Logan is still my pick as far as, like, better movie / more favorite movie. I'm going to go with Logan for that one.
So you're going Logan?
Going Logan.
Okay.
Sorry, Cole.
Man.
That was a hard one,
that's
too.
That's the biggest tragedy of any bracket we've done.
That is not. That's not even close.
That's top one.
I haven't seen Two Towers, but I still think that was crazy.
We've had a dirtier than that with the Days of Future Past debacle minutes ago.
I disagree. Okay, number 25, Doctor Strange versus number 9, Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm going to go Guardians. It's the first one. So good. I mean, and that's tough, though, because those are, like, be really close. Those are both in my top 10.
It is. I love Doctor Strange, but I think I like Guardians more. I'm also going to go Guardians.
Yeah, I think, for me at least, I think Guardians it leagues better than Doctor Strange.
Okay, number 4, Spider-Man Far From Home versus number 13, Iron Man.
Ooh.
Kicking it off is Tyler.
This one's hard, too.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Rough McGuff. I think I'm going to go... Oof. I'm going to upset some people here. I'm going to make people mad on the internet. I think I'm going to go Far From Home. Really do. I think it just barely edges out Iron Man as far as, like, a movie I enjoy watching more.
I think Iron Man's better. It's hard, though, for me to say that because I love Far From Home a lot, too. But I think Iron Man's the better movie.
I think it's objectively, like, made better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Like, I think I enjoy Far From Home more.
I'm going to go Far From Home.
Completely fair.
It's tough. That's a another really close one.
It's a dirty one.
They're all going to get dirty, I think, coming up here.
Number five, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse versus 21 Thor Ragnarok.
Is it me?
Yep.
It is you.
I think this is a sweep Across the Spider-Verse.
You're wrong, though.
Really? You put Ragnarok over Across?
I'm going Ragnarok.
Cole, don't do this to me.
I'm going Ragnarok.
Really? I thought this was an easy one.
I'm genuinely going Ragnarok.
Dude, my other ones. Across Spider-Verse is like revolutionary. It's like the best movie of last year.
Tyler
Swift. Oh, wait. Is this the second one?
This is the second
yes.
one.
It's still tough. I have a soft spot in my heart for animation.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that good animation.
Yeah. I think the animation of the first one was
Cross Spider-Verse is great, but
first Spider-Verse movie and better.
I'd rather watch Thor Ragnarok.
You think so? You think the first one?
I
better
do.
Animation?
Yeah, just personal opinion. Oh my gosh, this is hard. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse or Thor Ragnarok? I'll tell you which one I've watched more is Thor Ragnarok, hands down.
Been out longer though.
But I have this problem with Thor Ragnarok where I watched it so much.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time there was like a year where I'd watch it like once a month, if not more than that.
So good.
Because it is good. And I wonder if maybe that like burnt it out for me just a bit. Across the Spider-Verse is new. It's flashy.
It's
shiny. It's
going to have the recency bias.
Recency bias, 100%. Yeah.
Like how Last Wish kind of, you know, I'm not going to get into all that.
But. I stand by that because I've watched Shrek 1 and The Last Wish within a week of each other. And I stand by it. The Last Wish is better than Shrek 1.
I'd be inclined to agree.
Get wrecked.
Such a peak movie.
Shrek 2 is still the best, and then it's Last Wish.
You have to vote for this, though. Why would you go on that tangent like that?
I know. Oh, my gosh, this is hard. I could almost flip a coin. I don't.
Immigrant Song at the beginning.
Think about the Spider-Verse soundtrack, though. Ooh.
And name one song from that.
The one where it's like the record scratch goes, wow, what the wow, what the wow, what the wow.
Yeah, that was it. That's the name of the song. Jonah, will you type that out for me later?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sweating over here.
I actually am. My heart hurts. My chest hurts.
That one of these is going out.
I feel like we're pitching Tyler why he should pick. Like, we're like lawyers, like, make the right choice, Tyler.
Honestly, hold up. Actually, let's do that because that's more entertaining than me just sitting here going, So, Jonah, pitch for me. Spider-Verse, go.
Hear me out on this. Thor Ragnarok, great MCU movie. Kind of does things a little different, but still kind of, it's like the MCU style, like, kind of perfected a little bit. Spider-Verse revolutionized animation. Everyone's copying that movie. It's revolutionary.
This is the second one.
The second one, yeah. But still, I mean, even that one, that kind of went different direction with some of the animation styles, if you think about it.
Can I be honest? I was leaning Spider-Verse. Jonah started talking, and it kind of solidified my bias, but I'll still give you a chance, Cole. The reason being is Thor Ragnarok is funny from start to finish, and aside from the relationship with Loki, it's a funny movie. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites, but it's a funny movie.
It's the movie that led us right into Infinity War, though.
Spider-Verse has kind of got it all. And I'm not going to lie. I can't
argue against it.
I'm itching for the third one when they left us on that cliffhanger at the end of it. Like,
I mean, it's tough.
I think I'm going Spider-Verse. Okay. I'm going Spider-Verse.
I wanted to
say it. My body wouldn't let me.
So bye-bye Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, let's go back. I've changed it. Thor.
Oh, shoot.
Well, too late now.
I got you confident.
Okay. Next one, number 31, Spider-Man 2 versus 18, Deadpool. Jonah, you're kicking us off, I believe. No, I started it. Gosh dang it.
Sorry,
we're
bad at this. Sweat got to me. I am bad at this. You were welcome. Jonah, you know, sorry, Jonah's in charge of the lint roller from now on.
Okay. I did say we. I said we.
Okay. You know my vote is Spider-Man 2.
Or it's me.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, okay.
Spider-Man 2.
Deadpool's... funny, I think the first Deadpool is the weakest of the trilogy.
Yeah. Okay. Number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, I believe. Yep, Volume 3 versus number 10, Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Yep. I would agree. Okay. Number 3, Deadpool and Wolverine versus Spider-Man.
The first one.
First Spider-Man, yeah.
Is this me?
Yes. It's tough. This is going to be...
might be some Spider-Man bias.
This is legit. This is legit.
I think I'm going to go with Spider-Man. I think. Actually, yeah, I'm definitely going with Spider-Man.
I got to talk to him. I mean, there's recency bias here. It's the problem.
Yeah.
I just saw it a few days ago.
Think about William Dafoe.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
You are Spider-Man?
I'm going to go
Spider-Man. I was Deadpool and Wolverine.
Dang.
I think the first...
It's tough.
No, it here's the thing. You it's not... There's bias on both sides. I'm going to make my case now. There's bias on both sides. You have nostalgia bias for Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And we have recency bias for Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm-hmm. They both mean things to the community. I think as far as like the more enjoyable movie, hands down is Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, if you want to talk about Spider-Man was made better, so on and so forth, I get it. For me, it's a no-brainer. Deadpool and Wolverine is more enjoyable 90 times out of 10 than the first Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is tough. I would agree.
I'm still I'm having a hard time just hitting that submit score because now I'm mulling things over. Got to be questioning my whole life here. Man.
Deadpool and Wolverine was like the culmination of like a life lived.
But Spider-Man was the first movie I saw in the theaters.
That's valid.
Superhero movie. Seeing Willem Dafoe being creepy.
You know, I'm gonna give you an out, kind of, but then you're going to have to get back in. So I'm just like, I'm going to do a tangent. I'm going to reset your brain.
Okay.
And then you can come back to it. I read a movie fact the other day, and I don't know if it's true. There was a movie called, The Antichrist, I think it was, with Willem Dafoe. Have seen it. Apparently, they had to use I don't know if this is true. I read this on the internet. Could be total hogwash.
I think I know what you're going
to
say.
But a lot of people like commented and was like talking about the story, and I looked it up, and there are some sources that make it seem like it's true. Apparently, they had to use a body double during the sex scenes for Willem Dafoe because his penis was too big that it was distracting. Like the director said, it's distracting, and I'm worried audiences are going to be focusing on your schlong.
Like, not take it seriously.
Yeah. So they had to use a body double because Willem Dafoe was so hung like a horse.
I could see it. He seems like a type.
He seems like he's hung like a horse.
Yeah, he seems like the hung type.
I'm on Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Did that convince you? Yeah. Well, if he's hung, I guess I got to go with Spider-Man.
I can't argue against it. It's tough, though. That's a really close one.
I really like your bacon. I tried it for the first time the other day.
Oh, right bacon?
Yeah. There's a right bacon ad on the screen because I almost said for audio viewers for everyone.
There's
a right bacon ad on the screen. Only
number six, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse versus number 11, Captain America Winter Soldier.
Dang. These are some tough ones.
Is it me or is it you? Oh, it's me.
It's you. I'm glad I don't have to start this one. It will be a tiebreaker.
Gosh, dang it. I'm going Winter Soldier. It's good. So is Spider-Verse, though. I'm going Winter Soldier. I'm going with it. Ripping a Band-Aid off.
It's a tough one.
Winter Soldier is arguably one of the best MCU movies.
So is Spider-Verse, though.
Spider-Verse is not an MCU. It's
well, okay, you're right. You're right. Marvel, I'm Marvel movies.
From a Marvel standpoint, yeah.
We ignore the MCU. Well, they're not both in the MCU, so I don't feel like I can use the MCU as a thing. I think I'm also going to go Winter Soldier. I love Into the Spider-Verse, though.
Tragic. I would have won Spider-Verse, but I understand.
I'm genuinely, I could go either way on that one.
We good to hit submit?
I think so.
Dang. Rest in peace, Spider-Verse. Your brother's still in there, though.
Okay, that concludes that round. Okay,
into the end here.
Round is the quarterfinals now, so we have 8 left.
It's getting dirty.
So we got number 16, Logan, versus number 9, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Logan.
I'm gonna go Logan.
Okay, I probably would have went Guardians, but I can't argue against Logan.
Respectable.
That one, that shouldn't be so easy for me. Guardians is a great movie.
Yeah.
I love Logan.
Number 4, Spider-Man Far From Home versus number 5, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
No, I think this is easily Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I would agree on that.
I would actually agree with that one, too. Okay, maybe this round's not going to be as dirty as I thought.
Maybe not,
It's going to get crazy in the semifinals, though.
Yeah.
Man, this thing is chugging, okay. Okay, number 31, Spider-Man 2 versus number 10, Avengers Infinity War.
Dang.
Don't do this to me.
This one's really hard.
That's tough. Mm. That's tough.
Ooh.
I think I'm... Oh, God.
You got to start it, don't you?
I do. And I hate that just as much as the...
More time to think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is like probably the worst one yet.
I love both these movies so much. I'm sorry, Toby. I'm going Infinity War.
I was going to say, Cole, don't pull the Two Towers. You know what your heart needs to say. It's an.
I love Spider-Man 2. It's great.
It is.
But it's
one of the best.
Avengers Infinity War is my definitely second favorite out of like the MCU. But like, even if you all are, if I listed all these movies here, it'd still be easily in the top three.
Yeah. It's Infinity War for me too. Jonah?
I would probably go with that. But like, if you ask, it's one of the ones where if you ask me on a different day, I could say something completely different.
Yeah. Just what I'm feeling the mood for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Number 51, Spider-Man versus number 11, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Man, if I let Winter Soldier beat Spider-Verse, Winter Soldier's for sure beating Spider-Man. So for me, it's Winter Soldier.
I would definitely agree. I think Winter Soldier.
I mean, I can't argue against it, but, you know, it's tough. So, yeah, Spider-Man's not going to go back-to-back in the brackets.
I still feel bad about my decision.
Yeah. Okay, we're in the semifinals.
Ooh.
Logan, number 16, Logan versus number 5, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Jonah, you're kicking this off.
I actually turned it.
Dang. I like Spider-Verse more, but that's tough. I'm going to say Spider-Verse.
I'm on Spider-Verse.
Dang.
You know what? I'm glad. I was going to go Logan. I'm really glad you picked Spider-Verse so that I didn't have to be a tiebreaker.
I mean, Logan is fantastic, but
one kind of hurts a little bit.
But Spider-Verse.
But yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't see an entire movie being based around the premise of Spider-Verse. We just had an entire Marvel timeline kickoff based around the premise of Logan.
Oh, you're
going to
start talking about other movies and stuff like that?
Yeah. That's what we're doing here. That's exactly what we're doing here.
You're going to talk about like how
you're going to talk about context and film within the Marvel universe.
You're going to talk about what it did for 10 other movies. Come on now. Okay, next one. Number 10, Avengers Infinity War versus number 11, Captain America Winter Soldier.
Thank you, Cole.
I'm going,
I did good for like one round.
I'm going Infinity War.
I am too. Like, I love Winter Soldier. Infinity War is just such a solid film.
Infinity War is a flipping juggernaut of a movie there.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we got our finals matchup. Turn the thing. So we got the number 5 seed Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse versus number 10 Avengers Infinity War.
There were categories way harder than this one leading up to this.
Yeah.
If that was Logan up there, I'm not trying to go back and show Logan. I'm just saying, like, Logan's such a different workhorse of a movie
than Spider-Verse.
That I feel like it can compete with Infinity War.
Yeah.
But Spider-Verse is just another fun Marvel movie.
Yeah.
I have to give it to Infinity War. There are some movies in this list that I think I would have actually had to hesitate a little bit on for the final here. But against Spider-Verse, as much as I love Spider-Verse, I'm going Infinity War.
Jonah? I really like both of these a lot. But I think maybe when the third one comes out, if the third one sticks a landing, it might make me like Across. This might you know, change my opinion. But right now I'm going to say Infinity War.
I would also go Infinity War. So we have a sweep in the final round. Not as climactic as the last tournament we did. So our winner is Infinity War. It is, you know what? I'm not upset saying it is. There's definitely an argument to be made that it's the best Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
Definitely an argument to be made.
I think this is a pretty good bracket. Like, I think everything kind of.
I mean, there's a few that are like, you know, are questionable. But
I'm way less upset about this bracket than our other one.
I mean, what would there be upset about the last one? What are you talking about?
Spider-Man won.
Yeah, it's great. All was right in the world.
Spider-Man's good. I don't want to dredge up your wrong opinions on this episode. But yeah, no, I think I would agree. This Marvel's had a lot of good ones, but it's also had a lot of stinkers, which made some parts of this really easy to do. And like, even their best hitters, like, there's a few heavyweights that can punch against each other. But for the most part, no, I think it's pretty like cut and dry. Like,
yeah, round one and two went from really easy, and then the last two rounds got to really hard.
Yeah. And then we kind of had a little bit anticlimactic final matchup there, but
yeah,
it worked out.
I mean, I was really considering Across a lot, but feel like
I'm with Jonah. Like if the third one comes out and absolutely just slam dunks, wraps everything up. I could maybe be swayed the other way, but no. Cole, you mentioned earlier, it's always been my favorite thing about Infinity War. Like it introduces in the first 30 minutes of the movie, 20 different characters. But you could have never seen a Marvel movie.
And you know what they're about.
And you could enjoy the movie.
Yeah, like, I think because like Thanos is like the main character.
Yeah,
so you
like,
can follow him.
My parents went and saw Infinity War having only seen like one or two Marvel movies and just understood the movie, having not seen a single other thing. And I think Marvel's missing that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we were just talking about with the last episode, problems with Marvel. They're missing that. Like Infinity War, you didn't have, you got more out of it if you've seen the other ones. But it wasn't a requirement for entry. Yeah. You know, I love Infinity War, so. Awesome. There it is. That's the bracket. I don't have any closing thoughts. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Fun little episode here. Thank you for listening this far. If you've listened this far, if you didn't, go check out our Deadpool and Wolverine episode. And then we also covered Twisters. Please share this podcast with your friends and family if you guys enjoyed it. If you guys don't know, Nelson, we're going to sign off. Good day.